This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
The U.S. State Department on Monday said it is not Washington's assessment that Israel's strikes in Rafah are the launch of a full-scale offensive in the area where people have been sheltering with the rest of the enclave in ruins and nowhere left to run.
We do not support any military campaign in Rafah going forward as long as they cannot properly account for the 1.1 million people, by some estimates, who are in Rafah today.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller told reporters who have a credible plan that Israel can execute, Washington would not support the full-scale military operation. Miller added he does not think cutting U.S. aid to Israel would be a more impactful step than what Washington has done so far. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's claim that he once told a NATO ally that he would encourage Russia to do whatever the hell they want to delinquent members of the group sent shockwaves through Europe over the weekend. VOA's Cindy Sain provides some of that reaction.
European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said this.
Let's be serious. NATO cannot be an alliance a la carte. It exists or it not exist. But I'm not going to spend my time commenting any silly idea that comes during this territorial campaign in the U.S.
No country has debts to NATO, as Trump suggests. In 2014, alliance allies pledged to move towards spending 2% of their gross domestic product on defense by 2024. NATO estimates that as of early 2023, 10 of its 30 member states were close to that 2% mark. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
And you'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson is sharply criticizing a $95.3 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other countries, casting serious doubts about the future of the package. Senate leaders trying to send a message that the U.S. remains committed to allies were looking to overcome marathon speeches from a determined group of Republican senators and hold a vote to pass the bill in early morning hours Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, who was hospitalized for a second time this week from surgery he received to address prostate cancer, is expected to return to work soon. But according to Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder, Austin will not be traveling to Brussels for Ukraine and NATO meetings.
Secretary Austin will no longer travel to Brussels this week as originally scheduled. However, Wednesday's Ukraine Defense Contact Group will continue it, albeit virtually. While Secretary Austin currently intends to participate in the virtual UDCG, he will remain flexible depending on his health care status.
Austin was taken to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Sunday, where he underwent non-surgical procedures under general anesthesia. Austin transferred his authorities to the Deputy Defense Secretary, Kathleen Hicks, on Sunday. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on how the nation's classified documents are handled, and we'll be getting some now closer scrutiny.
President Joe Biden has launched a task force aimed at addressing the systemic problem of mishandling classified information during presidential transitions. Just days after a sharply worded Justice Department special counsel's report that says that President Joe Biden mishandled classified documents, Biden has announced the formation of a Presidential Records Transition Task Force to study past transitions to determine best practices for safeguarding classified information. Officials of multiple administrations have said there is a systemic problem with mishandling of classified information, particularly around senior-level transitions. By law, sensitive information should be kept with the National Archives and Records Administration. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on Donald Trump asking the U.S. Supreme Court to further put off his election interference trial.
The former president continues arguing he's immune from prosecution on charges he plotted to overturn his 2020 election loss. His lawyers have filed an emergency appeal with the high court, which keeps on hold what would be a landmark criminal trial. A federal appeals panel recently rejected Trump's immunity claims and ruled the trial could proceed. The high court's decision on what to do and how fast it moves could determine whether Trump stands trial before...